Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky,
502-969-6433. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, I feel like everything in timing, everything in life is about timing. And we have perfect timing to say, Steve Rubbage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
I am. I was the last second make it through the door there. So, listen, I went and grabbed breakfast this morning on the way in, and today's going to be a day where I need a lot of help. I have a few questions for the text line, for the call line, for everything, like three or four that are kind of serious. So today, though, I stopped and got breakfast. They pulled me up to the third window, right?
Mm-hmm.
They forgot, because today I got some stuff I'll talk about here in a little bit, too, because I have a question about that, as morbid as it might be, but I do have a question. It's like I pulled up and I ordered food. I ordered me a McGriddle, right? Bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
It's been a while.
I know. I was like, man, that sounds good. So I ordered that and I got my coffee and my Coke, right?
Right.
So I waited up there and I was like, well, okay, let me see what's going on. About 10 minutes passed, 11 minutes passed, 12 minutes passed. They come out and they were like, are you waiting on a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle? I'm like, yeah. So the guy come back, and this time it was like a manager, which, I mean, I was nice. I was like, it's all right. I mean, you know, but I was about to just leave.
Yeah, stuff happens.
I was about to just leave and just say, dude, they just forgot me, whatever. but anyways, guy come back, man. He said, hey, man, I'm so sorry. He's like, I put you an apple pie, a hash brown. And he's like, you know, dude said you drink coffees every day back here. He's like, so here's a free, you know, free coupon for a coffee. I was like, that's good business. That's good business.
That's
man.
Great business.
Like, I was like, okay. I was like, I feel you. You know, I mean, it happens. I mean, you know, I was kind of at the end. I was kind of getting like, okay, y'all, come on. Like, I'm about to bounce or whatever. But it was good business.
But man, you do understand that happens.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, somebody just misplaced it. Something happened, you know.
And I'm glad that turned out well, Steve, mm-hmm. because I am forever getting into debates with, say, people of the opposite gender.
Yeah.
About what's acceptable business service, right?
Yeah.
And it always ends up with, you lack empathy. And,
sure.
And then they say to me, no, you let everybody get away with everything. And I'm like, stuff happens. Like, these are humans everywhere.
I go there I stop at this McDonald's on campus every day. They're
95 boom, boom, boom. To 99.
No, 99%. It's boom, boom, boom. They knock it out. I'm like, okay, y'all had a bad day.
Right.
Yeah. And they pulled a couple other people up, too. So I'm like, obviously, y'all are having some issues right now.
Right. No. Listen, Steve. I am doing my personal crusade. My keyword for the next month,
yeah,
at least, at minimum, is going to be my attack on the Doomsday Scroller.
Sure.
Because, you know, somebody says something last night, oh, more bad news, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you get commits and you get coaches and you get signings and you have good interviews and you have all these good things. And they say, well, all those good things are expected.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, more bad news. And I'm like, no, you didn't acknowledge the last 9 good things that happened on your timeline.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just something as simple, Steve, as yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I want people to do a self-evaluation when they hear what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Yesterday, I'm trying to okay. Yesterday, NACMA Marketing Team of the Year honorable mention.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody will scroll past that and say, well, I don't know what the NACMA is, right?
Sure.
And I'll say, does it matter?
Right.
Does it matter? If there's a national award for marketing, if it's a Maxim Marketing Award for universities, 300 and however many, D1, FCS, and your honorable mention on said list.
Yeah.
People will scroll right past that and not take a second to say, damn, somebody nationally is in a national competition. Somebody is acknowledging that the University of Louisville and their marketing department is a top tier, you know, marketing, you know.
Sure. Sure.
Right.
Which is going to be a really big deal here shortly.
Yeah. Steve. Mm-hmm. Repeat what you just said.
That's going to be a big deal here in the next 6 to 8 months or quicker.
Right.
With the name, image, likeness. Yeah. To have a marketing company that can
Machine. Just
machine that can pump your name and everything.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like somebody will literally scoff over that. They didn't win. You know, and then I'm like, this is why you think you're always getting bad news. This is why you're always, because you're not celebrating your day-to-day victories.
Sure.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
That's good.
Nothing too much, you know. Just I'm happy it's a Friday. I'm happy we're almost to the weekend. Got to watch some Donovan Mitchell action last night, which was awesome. He's just been a stud.
Is Donovan just teabagging Mitch Hannigan, like, on a
think so.
On a daily basis.
Dump that, Brian. Dump that right now. Dump that on this Friday.
All right, I dumped it. I don't know if I got to it.
I was going
to
say, I don't know if you actually caught that. I don't want that on your resume, Steve.
I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to today. I mean, dude, like Mitch.
Do you have senioritis?
What do you mean?
You're checking out.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to Vegas Monday.
You're checking out.
So I was just saying teabag. I mean, I never got the reference. I just thought, you know, dip the teabags in the.
Okay, perfect.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. So, yeah, but anyways, Donovan is just, man, he is lighting it up, dude. Okay. And that's without Mike Conley.
What are we going to do with this Donovan conversation, Steve? It's getting dangerous. It's getting dangerous.
Yeah, because here's the thing. If he beats the Clippers and...
Stop there. Stop there.
Fair enough.
If Donovan Mitchell continues this tear and beats the Clippers...
Yeah.
He missed that first game.
Against the Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And hasn't lost. He hasn't lost a game he's played in the playoffs. Or, you know, played the full time.
Here's the problem, too, Steve. I don't want to say. You see how Freudian that was?
Yeah.
That was Freudian.
Yeah.
I almost called him Jalen.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell, I get the same feeling that I did watching him his sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
Right? Jalen, my Jalen. His sophomore year, I'm like, he's a damn good quarterback out there. You're like, he really belongs in high school football as a good player.
You're Jalen.
Yeah, my Jalen. And listen, and I saw him changing. I saw him, like, running a team. I saw him, like, imagine seeing a 14, 15-year-old barking out orders at seniors. You know what I'm saying? he's explaining to me, Steve, about how he told his 280-pound fullback, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say his name is Devon, right? He after the game, he was like, "Dad, I told Devon, listen, man, if I put the ball in your stomach, take it." He's like, "If I don't want to give it to you, I'm going to take it back from you." Mm-hmm. And just listening to him talk to a 208, yeah, talk about a situation like that, and I'm like, he's really good, yeah, right?
Right.
He belongs. Mm-hmm. And my point is, with Donovan, I'm going from he belongs,
yeah,
to, you know, because I was concerned about him using so much athleticism.
Yeah.
That was my concern. That was my job Morant concern. Mm-hmm. The quicker you get out of using your athleticism, the longer your career will be, the smarter you'll become, the more efficient you'll become. You know, yeah, all that. You know, the athleticism is the flash.
Yeah.
Work on the game part. So, yeah, I go to – and then, couple, you know, 2 years later, I'm looking at him, 27 tackles against Oklahoma.
I know.
I watched him tackle 27 people in one game against Oklahoma. Jesus, I'm watching it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Kentucky's throwing a celebration for somebody who had 75 tackles total. Jalen had that. He had a third of that in a game.
A third of that in one game against Baker Mayfield, who ended up being the number one pick
against
Samaje Perine. Samaje
Perine, yeah, and Baker Mayfield. Yeah.
Hollywood Brown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I saw Jalen, like, and I'm watching Kentucky, yeah, literally have a celebration over. Mm-hmm. But back to the point.
Yeah.
Donovan. Now I don't know what to say.
I know.
I don't even want to start dreaming about what you're capable of.
Yeah.
Because every time he hits another shot, and I'm like, y'all do know that's Kawhi doing the, okay, now you're in lockdown mode. Mm-hmm. And he's scoring on Kawhi in lockdown mode.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How stupid.
Kawhi won an MVP, a finals MVP for quote unquote locking down, yeah, LeBron.
Right. Right. Even though I know, stats I know. Were still like, I know. 43.
I mean, held LeBron to 20-10.
No, 29-10. Yeah. 13.
You're like, oh, that was like Iguodala. That one pissed me off to no end because they gave Iguodala his defense on LeBron. LeBron almost averaged a triple double in the finals.
A 30-point triple double.
That, I mean, like,
but his efficiency.
He went to 6 games with the Warriors that year without Love or Irving. Like, it's like, and they were like, well, Kawhi Leonard, or I'm sorry, Iguodala gave him.
Right.
Like,
okay. This was Kawhi Leonard in serious mode, and we need to steal one of these games mode, right? Yeah. But here was the problem, Steve. This is where I dare to start dreaming.
Okay.
The way that referee threw Paul George out in that last second, mm-hmm, just get off the court.
Yeah.
Get up. And Donovan hammed it up exactly like he was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw the play, 16 seconds left, you know, playoff P, pandemic P,
mm-hmm,
runs over there and tries to, like, fly. He knows Donovan's getting the ball, and he just tries to kind of run and cut him off and then flop. And it was like, you could just tell the referees, it's like, he wasn't going to, like, he called foul, or he wasn't going to call foul, right? But when he saw the way Donovan fell on that ground, then he was like, you know what? That was crap. You know, get off. He just turned and threw Paul George out of the game.
Yeah.
And when you start doing something like that, that means I'm not afraid of what the commissioner's going to do. I'm not afraid of what the kickback. I'm protecting the respect of Donovan Mitchell on this play.
Yeah, yeah.
He is turned into a person that you can't get away with doing that play to.
So I guess in the game before, though, you were okay with Durant just – who's slowly?
I know. I know.
My guy.
I know.
Man.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I watched him last night, and I'm like, yeah, he's my guy. I think he's my guy now. But just the way he took two hands on PJ Tucker and just shoved him off. It got that, you know, and got that shot. Almost hit it too. But it's like, but I'm kind of making your point. For Donovan now, he's becoming the guy that, like, hey, you can't shove him like that.
Yeah.
Shove PJ Tucker like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you can't shove Donovan Mitchell
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
just like you can't shove Kevin Durant like that.
Yes.
You know, You're not going to be able to shove LeBron like that.
Yeah, there are some superstars. Yeah. You just can't do that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the who was it? No, this was some other shoving match, but whatever. That's not the important thing. Important thing is Donovan got respect off a referee off that play. For you to do that, and Paul George is supposed to be able to get away with shoving Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But and to your Kevin Durant thing, that answer is why they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
The answer to it in his interview, did you hear Kevin Durant when asked, did you ever think you were going to be here at this moment as the top player in the world? Did you hear Kevin Durant's response?
I didn't.
Brian, did you happen to see that clip?
I did not.
I mean, this is right post-game, pre-game, I think it was, right? Adrenaline. Kevin Durant, did you ever think you'd be on this stage?
Oh, I did. Yeah. I did.
And he was like, is that a serious question?
Yeah, I know.
Like, are you for real? He was like, yes. What do you think? Yes. Yes. Like, do you know how hard I work? Yes. I work to be the best ever. None of this is just, it's not given. There's 1,000 7-foot goofy dudes running around here.
Yeah.
No, I work to get here.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But it's like a jerk, he's a jerk. Yeah. No, he's not.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when I heard that, I'm like.
No, yeah, I'm becoming a – and he's unreal. Actually, I'm not becoming a fan now. I started to become a fan when he was taking LeBron down when I was rooting against the Warriors so hard, but he was just like – it's like, what do you do? And then now that he's in Brooklyn, he's got like a nastier vibe too. Like, yep.
That answer is, that's why he's going to win it.
Mm.
And think about it. I don't know how we ended up on Kevin Durant. He went through it with his internet burner account thing. That's something like that is, people underestimate how embarrassing how hard to bounce back from that is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who cares? You got money. No.
It's like D'Angelo Russell to this day. I mean, everybody's going to be, ooh, snooched.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But no, with Donovan, man, I just think that it's going to be interesting because the argument with him is going to, I think, become the back and forth barbershop banter is going to become he is a NBA champion worthy guy. Can he win it in Utah? That's going to be the big question.
But that's the thing. Like, don't put him in that. It's like I didn't like Steph Curry being, okay, put it this way. Steph Curry didn't get put in that box, in that canny win. It was like, Steph Curry looked so awesome. It was like, it didn't even matter if he won a championship. He was one of the greatest shooters of our time. You know what I'm saying? Just bottom line. He did keep it rolling. He got his championships. I don't know if Donovan's going to have the tools to win a championship, but I don't want to jump to championship conversation with Donovan right now because he is just tearing it up individually.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
No, it does. But I mean, it's just that's going to be the conversation, though. It's going to say, okay, can you win one in Utah? I don't know. I mean, if you can, this might be his best year, So it's like, it's there, You're up 2-0 on the Clippers now.
There's no way he can beat the Clippers, right?
You're going to get the Suns in the Western Conference Finals, most likely.
Is he going to get past? Because here's the thing. He's playing so awesome. I'm scared that it's going to take everything. If he has to go for 45 over and over again, can he do that?
I mean, he's doing it. So I guess maybe, but yeah, I mean, you
do you understand what I mean yeah. He looks like he's using a lot of, but I'll put it this way, the team's doing a good job of making him have to work as little as possible.
Yeah I mean, I think the issue is I heard Process say it, I think it was yesterday. So, the argument, it's not so much it's Donovan's issue as much as it's just, can you get guys to Utah? You know what I'm saying? Like, or are you going to have to just build it through the draft? Or
do you want him somewhere else?
I don't really care, because actually Utah now isn't the Utah of like old where you're kind of like, and you know, it's like, I mean, these jerseys and like these black jerseys and stuff that, I mean, Utah jerseys are awesome. I mean, like,
see, that's the problem. They have everything.
Yeah. The look is awesome. And it's just a matter of, you know,
it's just your boy.
Who?
You got to replace him.
Which one?
Who? You know who? Lefty.
Oh no, dude! Him and the two white guys are locking Paul George down.
What's his name, Brian? The lefty
Ingles.
Yeah, Joe Ingles.
Yeah,
Joe Ingles. Put it this way:
it's Utah. If you don't have two white dudes, like, I mean, then you're not Joe the Jazz. Ingles.
I can fall in love with you for life if you're not the weak link for this team.
Yeah. It's like the team couldn't win without a couple of white guys. Like,
they would literally get banned from Utah.
Like, what is people Utah be like, what is this? What is this?
I can't get jiggy with this.
Yeah, what is this? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm not even saying, I'm talking about black people in Utah would be like, what is this?
You're right.
Watching this crap.
Is Karl Malone still out there?
Yeah, yeah. Watching this crap.
Does he still live in Utah?
Where's my white shooters?
I have no idea. I can look. No. I mean, it might be on his Wikipedia.
Of course he doesn't.
He's like Utah, Montana.
No, but I mean, in nowadays, these days it's different. I know the markets are a little different because you have so much access to everything.
And your internet and your media.
But do you want to live in Salt Lake City as opposed to somewhere else?
And
you
know? It's so nice there, too.
It's beautiful. I hate Utah's being that amazing. Person.
Yeah, I hate being that guy.
Yeah.
Utah's awesome.
Yeah.
I just...
But, I mean, it's not...
It's not sexy.
Yeah, you know, so...
Malone's originally from Louisiana. I know. Trust didn't me. He go to Louisiana Tech?
I know all about Karl Malone, and I don't want a lot of conversation about Karl Malone on this show. At all.
Karl Malone.
At all. I was just wondering, was he still in Utah? And that's, as a matter of fact, on that note, just to change out, we'll take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station.
Dude, I had a night last night, man. And look,
Wait a minute. You moved. So was your first night in Norton Commons?
Well, funny you should ask that. I moved everything, and we got everything in there, and it was which, again, I've told y'all, it's terrible. You're psychotic if you move yourself. But everything's just in boxes. So nothing.
You boxed everything?
I mean, you know, most part. And then just stuff just sitting in places.
Did you push it all to corners?
Kind of, yeah. So everything's just kind of around. So I go back. We have a meeting at the church. I had to do some things last night, whatever. You know, it's like, okay, we're doing this. I get done. I'm like, you know what? The baby's going to go to the in-laws. So I took the baby over to the in-laws. I'm like dead tired. Okay. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to sleep at the old house. There's nothing in there but an air mattress. I got an air mattress in the truck, right?
Good appreciation for like your last day. I can rough it before I move into the lap of luxury.
Yeah. So I go in there. I'm like, I got a blanket. I'm like, well, I don't have pillows. You know, I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll be fine. So I blow the air mattress up.
You didn't ball up your clothes to use it as a pillow?
No. No, they were sweaty because I hadn't showered.
Okay, fair enough.
So I was like, well... let me see. I was like, I'll go over here. And I was like, I'll grab. We had some Dawn dish soap. I was like, all right, I'll just use this to shower. So, Brian, I get in the shower, turn the water on, and it's like. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I shut the water off.
Like, damn, y'all were quick.
Yeah, so. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, I might just drive back to Norton Commons tonight, just lay on the mattress, you know, on the floor or whatever. And I'm like, no, I'm tired. So I just laid down, sweaty, nasty, laid down on an air mattress with no pillow. It's like, I'm going to sleep. So I went to sleep. So I woke up this morning and headed over to the new place at Norton Commons, took me a shower and stuff, and was kind of like, okay, all right,
I'm getting kinda, back.
Yeah, so, you know, there was all that. Then this is something I was going to bring up, too, as a funny conversation, or an interesting conversation. I don't know if it's funny, but my aunt, my great aunt, before you say, I appreciate everything. She passed away. She lived a very, very long life, and she was in a situation that was probably not the best, so it was good for her probably to move on. But anyway, so we have that tonight, or today, right after the show, and... So I asked my mom, I'm like, okay, they asked me and my cousins to be pallbearers, right? So I asked my mom, like, everything's packed up. I'm like, the only thing, can I wear shorts?
Oh, Jesus.
So mom's like,
I wouldn't.
I mean, I don't know, I guess. Maybe. Yeah. So anyways, needless to say, I'm wearing shorts.
You are going
to
wear shorts?
I have shorts on now. I mean, I'm going straight from here to the funeral. So,
did you check with other people?
My aunt, not my great aunt that passed, obviously, but like my aunt.
The other pallbearers?
No. They're my cousins. I'll just say, I don't know what to tell y'all. This is what I got.
I don't know about this, Steve.
Look, what do y'all want me to do?
Stop at Burlington's.
I don't have time. That's the problem.
Leave the show early.
This was the most inconvenient. I'm like, Aunt Evelyn, it's the most inconvenient time.
I'm glad nobody heard your story.
I'm going to be that guy.
I'm glad nobody heard your story on.
I'm going to be that guy.
Okay, just to catch people up on YouTube, Steve is asked to be a pallbearer, you know, for his great aunt. And his clothes are all packed away. And so Steve's in, he's dressed nice, but I don't know if it's pallbearer worthy.
I don't know if there's a dress code.
I don't know either.
Been Steve. A pallbearer. I mean, the only pallbearer I know walked out with the Undertaker. So, like.
You sure you don't want to just leave early and run into Kohl's or something?
I'm already dressed. I'm already in full. Just everything. Yeah.
What are the texters saying?
Because
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know etiquette.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. See, let me see. Okay. Somebody says still muted. Somebody says, Steve, you better stop by the store. Is it a county funeral? If so, shorts are appropriate. It is a county funeral.
Okay, fine.
It's in town. Marcus helped Steve.
No.
So this one says, my family is okay with shorts. I would never, but it is what it is. Okay, fair enough. I'm with Maven on this one. Grab some slacks. Bad idea. It's the worst.
You think it's a delegation difference on this one?
I don't know.
Listen, this is a confident.
I think I'm all right, man. Like, I don't know. I mean, look, I got. What do y'all want me to do? It's my cousins. I'm just gonna say.
But it's your people. Like, yeah. I mean, nobody's gonna be mad.
It's my family, man. Like, I mean, you know, like I'm like.
They understand exactly what your situation is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
So I'm gonna be like, dude, look, y'all. Hey. I didn't ask for her to have the funeral today. Like, I'm gonna be that guy at the funeral.
It's y'all fault. Yeah, don't blame me.
Hey, look. Y'all didn't talk to her. I didn't set it up for today.
And you're nice and you're strong, so you'll be fine.
Steve, get some pants. Bullitt County Funeral. It is. It's Shepherdsville. Do not wear shorts. Your great aunt is gonna roll over in that casket if you show up in shorts.
Would she not be pleased with it? Was she ever one that was big on your appearance?
No, she didn't care at all.
Okay.
Yeah, no. She was she didn't care at all. She was she grew up in Pineville and she was intense.
Okay, well, fair enough.
Okay,
fair,
right, yeah, right, we'll call.
So I think I'm
we'll
good. Call there. It fair enough. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm just gonna roll with it, and then I'm gotta go buy a new TV. So it's a big day. This is a lot happening here.
Speaking of clothing,
and I had to come in today because I'm leaving next week. So I didn't have a choice. Mom was like, "Well, could you just miss today?" I'm like, "No, Mom, I can't." I'm like, "You don't understand. Marcus carries a heavy hand." And so my mom thinks you're insane. So I'm like, "Mom, I missed on Wednesday.
What are you doing? I can't get any good help around here."
I was like, "Mom, he allowed me to miss on Wednesday to move my stuff in. He made me come in for an hour yesterday after trying to move my stuff into the new place. And then next week I'm going to Vegas."
I can't believe you're in here.
Yeah, I know.
You shouldn't.
No, it's crazy. If I wasn't going to Vegas next week, I'm gonna be honest. I probably wouldn't have been here these 3 days. But I'm here, so let's roll.
Okay, yeah, speaking of clothing. Speaking of clothing, your boy strikes again. Dak Prescott has left us and took his services over to Jumpman.
That's what we should be doing.
Which is a total, total bad luck omen for you.
No, it's great.
No, it's bad.
No, it's great.
Who won? Which Jumpman team won the last championship?
How many Jumpman teams are there?
That's not the point.
Okay.
Point is, you don't know any Jumpman teams to win a championship.
No, but you don't either. So it could have been somebody from last year.
I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. For all we know,
I'm just protecting the Adidas.
For all we know, look. I could turn right
around. Baylor could be Jumpman right now.
Yeah.
And I would have no idea.
I could turn right around and say, oh yeah, Marcus? Well, did you know that the last five Super Bowls had a guy or had a starter?
A quarterback that
with
was Jumpman?
And you'd be like, oh, okay. And I'd be like, all right, well, I guess we didn't know. So, yeah, there was that.
I need to get to that phone, y'all?
Yeah, we got Peter.
Peter, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, guys. Big-time fan. This is the first time I've ever had to make a phone call into you guys.
Steve,
you got to go get some long pants. Get out of there early. I can guarantee you'll regret it the rest of your life. You will. I swear to God, hand on the Bible. I was a kid one time, and I wore a hat in church up to communion, and it's something I regret the rest of my life. Don't be that guy.
I appreciate the call, Peter.
I appreciate it, Peter.
Look, the hat.
He meant it.
The hat in church hit my soul. Because to this day, I won't wear a hat in church.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I just my own. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it. I got buddies that wear hats to the church.
And of course, his name is Peter.
I know. Peter, is Paul going to call next? And Matthew?
Right.
Luke?
Josiah,
yeah,
like, Isaiah,
yeah, they're all just gonna start coming in. Like, I don't know, but I get it. I think it's different people's. I mean, it is 84. It's gonna be 84. I know my family. I'm wearing shorts. I know the family.
I wore almost a pastel shirt.
Yeah,
at a Catholic wedding one time.
Okay,
it's like ugh. That was one of those like I'm gonna have to sit way in the back because I really didn't.
Want- and you're gonna be there a while.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Goodness,
you're gonna be there a while.
Yeah, that was an outfit. Brian, what's the worst, most underdressed or awkwardly dressed moment you've ever had? And Steve, what is yours? Texters, what is your worst awkward dressed moment that you've ever had? I think that wedding, that Catholic wedding and my pastel colors, like Catholic wedding looks more funeral-ish in my opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably one of my worst. Just, you dropped the ball, Marcus. You should have did a little more reconnaissance.
I think I can't really think of an exact like instance off my head, but usually the funeral home is where I'm like semi underdressed, because usually, unless of course it's like an immediate family member and I'm there all day and it, like, you know, I'm supposed to be there.
Yeah.
But when I'm visiting like a friend who, you know, a friend of a friend or whatever it may be, usually I've had a full work day and I'm coming in and I'm like sweaty and I like threw like a polo or something in the back just to like throw on. But like, then I'll like forget my like a halfway packed and I forgot my dress shoes, and then all of a sudden I'm like going in with like nice pants and tennis shoes, but I'm like, well, I'm here, I gotta get in.
So tennis shoes is probably a bad, I would say.
But I actually run into an instance a lot with the hat, because, you know, I wear a hat everywhere, mm-hmm. and a hat's not really seen as formal.
Right.
So I do run into circumstances a lot where I'm probably wearing a hat when I shouldn't be. I don't wear a hat to church, though. I'll say that.
No, we're saying outfit issues. What did you get in on text line?
I was just reading through some of the stuff. Back, yeah. Some of the stuff. Man. Do you know, I'm trying to think. That's tough, because usually, I mean, I think I've had a couple moments, you know, but like none that stick out to me, though.
Evander Holyfield, Muhammad Ali thing. You, myself, Jill Blessinger.
You know what's funny? That was the one I was going to say.
Because everybody was a little more dressier.
That was the one I was going to say. I was like,
Brian Steve wore a color that the sweat showed on through.
That was the one at the Ali Center.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the one I was going to say. Yeah. It's funny you bring that up, because the one that came to my mind is I was like, I think I remember going to the Ali Center that time and being like, ugh, I don't like what I'm wearing.
So Jumpman, just everybody should.
Yeah,
just,
I'm good with it. I'm good with the Jumpman. Yeah, yeah.
I hate losing. Dak,
go do your thing, man.
It doesn't matter what he wears.
Okay, I don't want to step on you too much here, okay? But I do have to ask this, because we still got a little time.
Yeah, we're fine.
The Ross McMahon's video. Ooh. Do people know what we're talking about?
Brian Hall, did you watch the Ross McMahon's
video?
He's
on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, looks like we got a couple calls.
Okay.
I can tease that then.
The Ross McMahon's video. If you have not saw it yet, go to the Louisville basketball. Who do we have on one, Steve?
Ross.
Ross! Coach Ross McMahon's, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
It's close enough.
How about that Harry Potter ride?
I know. Listen, a little birdie tells me that you might hear his voice on the show before long, so I will ask him about that. But yeah, we'll talk about it.
Awesome. Well, guys, I just wanted to say, thank God it's Friday. I'm on my way to go get a massage here, like hot stones and stuff. Man, I'm real excited. Okay. But I told Brian. I know, right? I'm flexing. And I told Brian I'm looking forward to hearing Loverboy at the end of the show on the last break. Absolutely. So we got that going for us. That's a constant. But I wanted to share I don't want to say poorly dressed. It almost ended up disastrous. Are y'all familiar of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier?
Oh,
the Unnamed Soldier.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, like, there's a wreath bearing that they do.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's every day. So, like, eighth grade field trip, I got picked to be the wreath bearer for the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And I knew this was going to happen, but I had forgot to, like, lay my shirt out the night before. So I get it out to get dressed, and I'm like, oh no, like, my tie's wrinkled, like, my shirt's wrinkled. So, like, I literally just took my clothes and just threw them in the sink and wet them down, like, really, really good. And then just, like, I basically wore my shirt wet to that. And by the time I got, it was so hot on the bus there that by the time I got there, it looked like it had been, like, just pressed, you know, like it wrinkled out. It was good. It was almost disastrous, though. That's about the only. That I have nightmares about that still. Like, just how bad that could have been. So,
Ross, get off this phone and listen. Get off this phone and listen to me. You know what? I got a huge problem with Ross now. Okay. Ross, we're going to be permanent enemies after that call. Brian, did you hear him? Did you hear that? And whoever we have, you wait for a second, because Ross has to get this work for a second. Steve.
I'm listening.
Ross just told a story about being the reef bearer at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, right? He didn't iron his clothes.
Yeah.
Steve. His tie was wrinkled. He was in a full panic.
Right.
In his panic and his brilliance, he decided to wet the shirt.
Yeah.
To make it, to get the wrinkles out.
Yeah.
The bus was hot. He rode it. He knocked the wrinkles out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to look presentable.
Mm-hmm.
If that isn't the story of success and wits and intestinal fortitude and determination and all the Ross, that story was everything great about life and the American spirit. And you were thinking, that was almost a disaster. that was one of the most triumphant stories I've ever heard in my life.
That's what I was thinking.
And
was
Ross like, goes,
that's pretty awesome.
Yes. I still have nightmares about that. Ross, you are the anti-Marcus Maimon.
Yeah.
If that is a almost, you are the doom scroller.
You won, man.
You won.
Hello.
That, and not only did you win, you won. That's an epic win.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's awesome.
Ross, we're going to rehab. I'm putting you in rehab. I'm putting you in rehab if you thought that was a negative story. I'm mad at Ross because his triumphant story was almost a disaster, and he talked about it and felt like it was almost a disaster. That was brilliant.
I know.
Who we got on the line?
I don't know.
Nobody.
Okay.
It's Ross.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Well, so yeah, so there was that.
Golly.
Somebody said I wore a sailor-themed short set to an LL Cool J concert at the Louisville Gardens in the late 80s. I got no digits that day.
That was risky. That was risky. But sometimes you do have to take a risk to, you know, to stand out.
I went to Johnson Middle, and we had a free uniform day for school-wide perfect attendance. I had to stay the night with my grandma that night. My mom packed my uniform. I told my grandma it was free uniform day. She gave me a pair of her jeans and a baggy T-shirt to wear. It's unfortunate. There you go, Steve. Ouch. Just wet your shorts before the funeral, and you'll be good.
No, that's not what you do.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Ross McMahon's video.
We
got to talk. We're going to have to talk about that. We're not yet.
In the break. No, not yet. But I'm saying, I'm going ahead and throwing it out there ahead of time. In the break, make sure. Where was that video again?
I'll share it. I'll post it.
Okay.
I'll post it.
Marcus, go to Marcus's Twitter. We're going to share this video. We're going to talk about it.
Marcus _ Maimon. MARQUES _ Maimon. And follow me. Don't just look at my pages and you don't follow me. Stop just hovering. Stop being a snooper. You follow me and you like my post. And you follow the Made for the Ville and Stephen Blumage and all that good
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
Keep going.
All right. We're going to need everybody to, in
to
the next
know what we're talking about.
5-6 minutes, go watch this video. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of basketball. And a little bit of what Coach McMahon's and some more and just more pictures. There is a lot of pictures and videos coming out of the practices. And there's one guy. And I'm gonna show you the pictures. There's one guy that's hovering over another guy. And he finds his way in the background of every one of these guys' pictures. And when we come back, I'm also going to let you know who those two players are. So, it's going to be a good second hour, man.
Middays with Marcus Maimon on 939 The Ville.